I'm Elisa Mortensen, and this is Undo Redo. Let's take a look at all the things that happen in life that we would like to undo and have a chance to redo. Hey, everyone. I want to talk to you about what normal is. What is normal anyway? We've been conditioned to a certain type of normal. Right? And in other countries, they would have a normal. And in other cities and states and cultures, like all of humanity has different opinions of what normal is. If you were to ask anyone what normal was, almost no two opinions would be the same. Right? So normal only makes sense to the eye of the beholder, whoever decides that it was normal. As humans, we gather our own reasons and we have brains. So we make a case for all the reasons that it makes sense that something would be normal. And if we went around asking each person if they agreed with us or not, we'd get all sorts of different answers. So normal is an illusion. Each individual fabricates normal by using average characteristics of what's happening and what they are perceiving is done most often in their life and what they see. So basically, you get to decide what normal is. But isn't that kind of refreshing? What if you specifically were doing all the right things that you considered normal, but still not considering yourself to be normal? And what if that weird friend or neighbor or association you have is doing everything that they would think in their eyes would be normal, and you considered them to be absurd and super like nonsensical? I want to discuss normal in this episode in terms of when we think we are the exception to normal. And I'm not talking about being exceptional and having confidence and knowing you can do things. I'm just talking about when we believe that we have it so much worse than everyone else does. Do you ever look around and see others being successful in areas that you can't seem to get it together, or they have more money, they're happier, their kids are more accomplished, and that's your preferred normal, and you don't have that? Maybe someone can easily maintain their natural body weight and it doesn't seem to be a struggle for them. Maybe everyone wants to be that person's friend and they just seem to have the whole world handed to them, and that would be normal, but you don't have that. And I want to talk about this because so many times I see people get stuck in their situations by framing what they're going through as the exception, something that isn't normal. Everyone else around them gets to have normal but them. I had a client who struggled for about 8 years. When we first had our conversation, she had a friend who left her friendship, who left the lifestyle that they had both grown up with and believed in. And when that happened, it hurt her deeply. And she decided that that wasn't normal, that she couldn't relate to her own life like she used to. She didn't have anybody to be in it with her and to talk about things with her and that would see it in her way. And she told me that everything had a purpose before, and she no longer felt she had that connection and purpose in it. She said it was just all gone and she was confused and upset, and this wasn't normal. It was so disturbing to her. Her viewpoint saw everything from that moment on, the moment of losing her friend on, differently. She would take her kids places and she was observing others around her enjoying all the happy things, and it worked for everyone else but her. She felt alone and abandoned, and she was stuck in a rut. She gained a lot of weight over those years, and she loved her life. She loved her husband. She loved her job, but she just didn't find the satisfaction or excitement around it anymore. It was dull and lifeless to her without this person to share it with. And it just wasn't normal for someone to be left like that and to have a friend, a lifelong friend, and to all of a sudden have it be gone. So when I first had our conversation, she walked me through what she saw in her eyes. She was going places and doing things which looked like what everyone else was doing. It was simple and fun and a happy life, which is so interesting. She would feel like the exception to normal, right? It's how she was framing it that made the difference. She was doing all the things externally while internally disassociating from it and having it lose its meaning. because it no longer had the meaning that it used to. She described it like this: everyone else is happy and enjoying their life like normal people do. But since I don't have my friend anymore and anyone to share that with, nothing works for me. She said, I feel helpless. I've tried to find answers, but what works for everyone else that I see around me isn't working for me. And it's been 8 years. And that pain has been really close to me. And it's horrible all the time, even though I enjoy a lot of parts of my life, but my motivation is gone and I'm just stuck and nothing helps me. Now, I have a similar client who has a daughter who won't talk to her. Her daughter allows her to communicate with the kids, like the grandkids, and she goes and supports their events and finds out about things through them, but she won't engage with her mother at all. So she's been stuck having her daughter hate her since years ago. And she also said something similar. She says, no matter what I do in life, it just hurts. She said, no one else's daughter hates them. All the other families I see around me can be normal. They can speak civilly. And if they have disagreements, they can still function, but not hers. She said that it isn't meant for her and that her daughter hates her. It's disrupting the family. That nothing is working for her. She feels helpless. And when she tries things, it seems to get worse. And her husband doesn't help in the situation. He's also painting her as the one who's wrong, and everyone thinks she's overreacting. But she is the one that's trying to get everyone back to being loving and normal. Why can't they see that? She says it's horrible all the time, and most times doesn't even get out of bed because everyone's against her. And other people don't have lives like hers, as stressful as hers, and nothing will help. Now, for our benefit, let's undo how we define normal, all right? Because I'm seeing a lot of similarities on what we consider to be normal, and we're using it against ourselves. We decide what was normal. Who decides what is normal? The only time I have seen the word normal used as a good thing, of course, was a setting on a washer and dryer, right? But it's a good thing to have normal. An example here would be a heart rate. Or cholesterol levels and so on, right? So with our health, associated with health, it's good to be within normal range. Or when we are thinking about humans doing human things, like for example, we think teenagers don't seem to get it. And they also think that parents just don't get it. And that is normal, right? When we get stressed and overwhelmed, we fall further behind because of the stress and overwhelm, and we beat ourselves up for not using our time well and not doing what we said we would, but we're overwhelmed. So it's the same thing with telling yourself you'll eat a certain way and then you go give in. These are all normal human things. So those are the only two examples with like health and just human behavior. We're all normal, we'll all mess up. So for all of us who get stuck and blame our situations for it, that's normal. Like my one friend, she's stuck because she no longer has that close friendship she was always used to. You know, my other friend who's stuck because her daughter hates her, and that's not the way it should be. So they're no longer in a normal range of experiencing life normally. They become the exception. All right, let's just normalize mess. We're all a mess. The only useful way in which to use the word normal is to just normalize that everybody has a mess. Because of course, when we're stuck and we're feeling helpless, we don't think it's coming from us. Why would we intentionally be the ones to do it to ourselves, right? If we're excluded, if we're not liked, like, and on top of that, it's totally normal not to see or think that it's us deciding, that we're choosing. We think it's them that is choosing, and they get to choose how they feel, correct? That is why coaching is so powerful. It's to show you how to get out of being stuck and being at the effect of things that happen around you. It's to see the difference between reality and how each of us have a made-up reality. We all take in information and we intertwine stories with them. We receive the things people are saying and doing, and when it's perceived by us, we interpret it. And during that interpretation, it gets distorted. We distort it to suit the narrative we have about life. All right, life is happening to me, not for me. So when my daughter doesn't speak to me for X amount of years now, that's happening to me and that's not normal. I can't get out of it. I'm helpless to it. Then we get stuck and we don't see a way out because we need them to love us in order for us to get out. Right? We feel helpless because we try a few things and that didn't work. And that proves to our brain that we can't get out. But that is the normal part. The normal part is that our brain is going to want to give up. It's going to want to stop. It's going to want to see all the evidences of why you can't do something. So you don't have to do any more work. You just get to sit around until someone else changes. And depending on how you personally have been conditioned to view the world, you will choose when you're experiencing normal and when you are not experiencing normal. Or if what others are doing to you is normal or not, and on and on. So be a hot mess. It's normal. Who decides what's normal anyway? But no, you can get out from being stuck and you can become normal whenever you want, however you want. Try new things. Try as many new things as you can, and maybe you'll fail at 7 of them or 15 of them before you land one that works. And I have a question for you. How would you like to see your life? It can be whatever you want and whenever you want. Just know when you are feeling normal, it's because you picked what was considered normal. And when you are the exception to normal, it's because you've picked what the exception is to normal. And spoiler alert, you guys, we have all been deciding what is normal all along anyway. And we all have the power to redo it in a way that helps us get unstuck and move on to the next version of ourselves. So I hope this episode was helpful and insightful. And remember, if you get on lifecoachalisa.com, the first chat with me is always free. And if you thought of anyone while listening to this episode, please share it with them. That was inspired, and the heavens reach us through each other. We connect to the heavens with truth and we bring others along. All right. Love you. And I'll talk to you all again next week. Bye.